Oompa-pa-oompa-pa-oompa-pa-oompa-pa. Walker done me and Hapua. Couldn't care if you were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua. We couldn't care if you were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash, me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, oozing dreadlock skull cap. We're coming to your town.
We'll help you party down.
Me and Hapua, we couldn't keep you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua, we couldn't keep you up. Beat Okibo. Once upon a time, in a tiny little village nestled among these enormous mountains stretching off in the distance and everywhere, there lived this evil, evil man. And this evil man didn't like to mingle with the town folk, so every day he would walk a half an hour up into the mountains and sleep up in this little tiny cabin somewhere up in the mountains with his mangy little dog. So there he'd go every night in his little cabin, and the only thing that he ever had to worry about there was bears, who would sometimes come and bother him, but the dog would generally scare the bears away, so everything was cool, because this dog was a pretty mean dog. This dog was a mangy mutt with saliva dripping down and big jowls hanging off, you know, brown, ugly hair and scabs all over his head. And the dog would protect the little cabin so that the man, every day when he walked up there, would never have to worry about people coming up and robbing his cabin or anything. Well, the problem was that these two people would get pretty bored living up in this cabin, so they had to do something for fun. And here they were, on top of old Bear Creek, living up there. And they'd come back down every day, and they'd look for something for a little fun and action. So what they would do is they'd walk around town, and the dog and the guy would basically go on a hunt for innocent little yuppie types who would travel around the town. Well, on this one particular day, the owner of the dog decided to stay up in his cabin and let the dog go hunting all by himself. So off the dog went, down through the mountain, across the stream, down through the park, and into the middle of the town, walking through the different sections of town, past purple houses and little cabins and little stores. And then finally he sort of ended up walking into the rich area of town where all the nice houses were. And this dog was, he was getting hungrier and hungrier as he walked along. So he walked along. Meanwhile, inside one of the houses, there sat a young boy. And this young boy's name was Jimmy. And Jimmy sat on the couch this day thinking everything was hunky-dory as usual. He was thinking about putting on his little snowboard and going shrouding or whatever that afternoon. But in the meantime, he sat on his couch and he petted his little pussycat, because he loved his little pussycat so much. So he sat there and said, "Oh, little pussycat, when I'm off shrouding, I hope that you're innocently sitting in the couch, and I hope you don't go out and get into any trouble, because I would be so sad if anything happened to you, because you are my only love. You are the one. you're the one for me. Oh, I love you so much, my little kitty, my little, oh, I love you so much. And that's why when you were born to your mother, I had to give you that special name that shows how much I love you. I decided that morning to name you that special name. I decided to give you the title that you would bear through your life, that special name. Oh, 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 not fire! Poster nutbag, my little kitty, don't get into trouble while I'm off shrouping. So Jimmy takes off and he goes up into the mountain. And Poster nutbag is there and he's wondering what he should do. And so Poster nutbag decides to take a little walk. So he walks outside into the street. And meanwhile, down from the mountains is walking Harpua, the evil mangy hound. Poster nutbag goes across the lawn, out onto the little street, takes a left, and suddenly, he comes face to face with Harpua. Harpua looks at the cat and knows that his time has come. That hot meal that he was looking for is before his very eyes. Poster Nutbag stands frozen in front of the evil dog as Harpua lets out a low growl. Poster Nutbag coils his body into a deadly arch. Harpua opens his mouth and a hungry drop of saliva drips onto the ground. Look! The storm's gone.
Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
What is it, Dad?
It's about your cat, Poster.
You mean Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died.
Poster is dead. Poster is dead. Poster so dead.
How about goldfish?
with a bad reputation. It's a sign of the nation's decay. But the dog in the station doesn't need a vacation at the beach.